This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.
I've always wanted to put Mendelssohn on my first album with orchestra, and because it's a piece that I have played since I was so young, and it's one that I love so much, and one that I felt that I could contribute to the rich legacy that this piece already has to offer.
Violinist Chad Hoops is 19 years old. He started playing Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto No. 2 in E minor 10 years ago, and he's just recorded it with Christian Järvi and the Leipzig Radio Symphony Orchestra. Chad was born in Naples, Florida, and he grew up in Minnesota, where he was inspired early on by the Minnesota Orchestra. After taking part in the Cleveland Institute of Music's Young Artist Program, he now studies in Kronberg, Germany, and he was just named one of the artists in residence at the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. When it comes to making music, Chad's primary goal is to develop his own unique character. That's one reason he paired the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto with one by John Adams. Adams wrote his concerto for George Aflazanis, the former concertmaster of the Minnesota Orchestra, who premiered this work the year Chad was born.
People might expect seeing a Mendelssohn and Tchaikovsky concerto or a Mendelssohn and Bruch violin concerto on the same album. And it's great, but for me, it was not so exciting. And so I thought to myself, maybe something American, because I'm American. And one of the most important things was play something from a living composer, you know, to keep music alive and to keep the next generation involved with music. And so I listened to a few things and listened to the Adams and didn't fall in love with it at first, but thought this is something that could be really cool. And so I ordered the score and spent maybe a month looking at it and playing some things. And I called my manager. I said, I don't think that's possible. I don't have a strong connection with the piece, and it's incredibly difficult. I didn't have hope for it. And my manager said, well, you know what? You've taken the time already. Why don't you spend just maybe one more month or two more months? And so I spent those next couple of months kind of looking at this piece and working on it. And I have to say, those 2 months were critical because I fell in love with the piece.
Chad really got into the groove of the second movement of the Adams Concerto. It's a chaconne titled Body Through Which the Dream Flows.
At the time, I was having this obsession with Michael Jackson, and so I would watch YouTube videos of Michael Jackson and watch him dance and the way he moved and how it just kind of flowed out of his body. And the Adams Concerto for me is similar. The more you play it and work with it, it just kind of flows and it kind of just happens.
The John Adams work is fairly new, according to Chad, and Mendelssohn wrote his violin concerto when he was fairly young. So Chad says both concertos express a sense of youthful energy.
I think that the Mendelssohn and Adams both have characteristics of a singing quality and youthfulness. Both of them have this passion and this flair that really kind of stand out in the repertoire. And, you know, these composers wrote this music and had a definite idea of how they wanted it to be played. But as an artist, you do things the way you feel is right as well and add to what is already given on the page.
Nineteen-year-old Chad Hoops putting his own stamp on violin concertos by Mendelssohn and Adams on his first full orchestral release. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.